nothing. You just can't beat the Lord. You can't beat Him. All that He does for His faithfulness, He is faithful this morning. If you don't know Him, you're missing out. And if you're not on speaking terms with Him, you're missing out. Because He does speak. He does speak. Turn to Daniel, if you will, chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. Give you a simple thought this morning. Be several scriptures, but we want to look at a simple thought today. And I'm hoping that maybe we can let it speak to our heart and our mind to see where we're at, to see how saved we are, if we're saved, to see how saved we are. But then if you're lost, that you might see how lost you are. You need to know that as well. To be lost today is one thing. To be lost forever is another. And we need to understand that today. We have many people that need the Lord, and we talk with them every week, and it seems like I talked to one earlier in the week, and just hard, full of bitterness and hate to people. Not giving no thought to the future, not giving no thought to eternity. It's sad to be that swelled up with hate and vengeance and all that, to not even want to hear about God. So many are like it, but we just need to keep telling the story, telling the account that Jesus died to save sinners, of whom I am chief. That's what Paul said. And I can agree with that. Everybody all right? Good singing this morning. Good songs. All right? All right, let's pray together, can we? Father, I come today. Again, Lord, I stand here unworthy to even hold this book to try to proclaim your word. There's no good in me of my own merit. All the good that's there is what you've placed there. And I thank you for that. I ask you to cleanse my mind, for I know that I have a wicked mind, a filthy mind. I ask you to cleanse my heart, that I would not regard iniquity in my heart, that I might sin against you. And Lord, I pray that you might cleanse me, that you might hear me this morning. Now, Lord, I need a touch from you. I need you to give me power. I have no physical abilities. I'm weak physically. I'm weak mentally. And Lord, unless the Holy Spirit will speak, then Lord, it will just be empty words. I pray this morning that we'll be receptive. That Brother Boyd already prayed, Lord, that our ears will hear this morning, that our hearts will hear. Oh God, I pray that you would change us today, and we would be what you want us to be. And we're going to thank you and praise you for it all. Please touch me fresh of thy power this morning, I ask in Jesus' name. And amen. All of us are busy. Would that be a right thing to say? Anybody here ain't busy? If you ain't busy, we need to talk. I need help. And we're busy. And we're busy all the time. We're not just busy part of the time. We're busy all the time. And then we go rest. And you know how we rest? Let me tell you how we rest. We'll drive 12 hours to go rest and set out in 100 degree sun and make plans that we got to eat here, we got to eat here, we got to eat there, and run ourselves to death, and then drive back home 12 hours and say, man, I needed that vacation. And you're wore plumb out. That's how we rest. We're so busy that we can't even rest when we go rest. Is that not about the truth? We're busy. I believe sometimes we're busy like that because we're not thinking about the future. We're thinking about now, but trying to get everything done now. You know, we've got grass to cut and garden to do and hay to put up. And talked to a man this week. He said, I'm six fields behind. I can't get my hay up. And He wasn't growling about it. He just fumbled on dude, just trying to get it done. Gardens are rotten. And had a man complain. Said, I had a beautiful garden. Now I've got too much water. And it's all rotten. And, I mean, just everything. We're just looking at what's going on right today. Everything right today. But there's more than today. There's eternity. We forget eternity. We forget that we're eternal beings. We forget that this is not all there is. A lot of people live that like this is all there is, but there's far more than now. Far more than now. Because like's been said in the past, there was a time you was not. But after you was born, after you was conceived, there'll never be a time that you won't be somewhere. You will be somewhere forever. You are an eternal being. The grave does not stop you. The grave does not end you. The grave does not, you don't cease in being because of the grave. But there is an eternity this morning. If I can at all this morning, very simple. Very simple. I want us to think about this morning. Eternity forever. Eternity forever. And that wants to see some things. Some of it is going to be very encouraging. Some of us, we ought to be able to shout. And some of it, we ought to weep. Some of it, we ought to be able to stand and hold up both hands and both feet and just holler to the Lord for all that He is. And then there'll be some things that we ought to find our face on the floor because of the needs of others. Eternity forever. Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. This one verse of scripture to start with, then we have several we want to read to you this morning. Daniel chapter 12 verse 2, it said, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Now listen carefully. Some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Everlasting life, everlasting contempt. Eternity for two classes of people. There's only two classes of people, saved and lost. That's the only two classes of people there are, saved and lost. Say, well, I missed the mark. Saved or lost?
Correct.
Saved or lost?
Amen.
Many times, I'm saved, and many times, well, sure didn't feel it. Sure didn't act like it. If others had watched, they'd have never said it.
Right?
But still say. Huh? Say. Saved and lost. Some people are good. They do good works. They do good things. They give. They're charitable. They give to people in need. They help their neighbors. They work never late. Work a job. Excellent employee. Just upstanding citizen. But they don't know Christ because they're lost. Some are drunkards and dope heads and murderers and abusers of mankind. Everything you can imagine. Lying, thieving, everything. They're wicked. People say, well, of course they're lost. Well, they are, but that's not why they're lost. They're lost because they don't have Christ. People are saved today because they have Christ. People are lost today because they don't have Christ. And wherever they are when they die, whatever shape they're in, whether they be saved or lost, then it's eternity forever. Eternity forever. Think about that. Wherever we go, it's going to be forever. Forever. And that ought to make us think a little bit. But let's look at the good part. Forever saved. I'm forever saved. If you're saved, you're saved forever. Eternity forever. You say, well, I don't know about that. Well, let's see what the Bible said. You don't have to believe me. Believe the Bible. The Bible says, hang with me, guys. We're going to look at several scriptures. How about John chapter 3? We're just talking about saved forever. Anybody here saved this morning? Well, let me let you in on a little secret now. It's forever. Saved forever. For time and eternity. Saved forever. Not saved for a day, not saved for a season, not saved for a month, but saved for time and eternity forever. Amen. Eternity forever. John chapter 3 verse 15 says this, that whosoever, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Saved forever. How about John chapter 10? John chapter 10, the Gospel of John chapter 10. Verse 28. We'll start there. John chapter 10, verse 28. It says, and I give unto them eternal, and I give unto them. And I give. It, not that I work for eternal life. It says, and I give. This is Jesus. And I give. Ain't that wonderful? And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
Amen.
Saved forever. Forever saved. Huh? How about Romans chapter 6? Romans chapter 6. Now we can give you many. We just give you some highlights this morning. Forever saved. We're talking about time and eternity. We're talking about being an eternal being. We're talking about it's wonderful to know that we're saved forever.
Yes.
All right. Romans chapter 6 verse 23. Says, for the wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
But the gift of God is eternal life. That's forever, ain't it? But the gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God is forever life. The gift of God is the everlasting life. If the gift of God is life never ending. It's eternal life. How? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's what it said. Forever saved. Forever saved. How about 1 John? 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. And let's look at verse 11. 1 John chapter 5 verse 11. Are you there? And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Ain't that wonderful? He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now that, it don't get much simpler than that. Can I read it again? And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Do you have the Son this morning? Look at me. Do you have the Son? Do you have the Son? If you have the Son, then you have eternal life. That's what the Bible said. Verse 12 says, he that hath the Son hath what?
Life.
Hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not what?
Life.
He hath not life. Ain't that so simple?
Yeah.
Verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, that ye may know that ye have eternal life and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. All of our eternal life, being forever saved, is not based upon you and what you have done other than receiving Christ as your Savior. For if you have the Son, you have life. If you don't have the Son, you don't have life. But if you've got the Son, you've got only kind of life that He gives, and that's eternal life. For this life is in His Son. This life is not you. This life is not in your works. This life is in the Son. Amen. Ain't that wonderful? And he said, well, I don't know about that. Well, that's just what the Bible said. See, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You're not saved by works. You're not kept by works. You're saved by grace. You're kept by grace. You're kept by the power of God. He only gives eternal life, and this life is in His Son. I wonder, do you have the Son this morning? Then you got life, and you have it more abundant. You've got eternal life this morning. Eternal life. And there's so much that goes with it. I'm glad that He saves forever. Can I tell you, if He didn't save you forever, you'd lose it. Huh? You'd lose. If you could lose it, you'd lose it. And as absent-minded as we are, we could never find it again. Because we forget where we lost it. See, well, I don't know, preacher. I don't know. Well, I do. I know what the Bible said. I'm a Bible man. I'm not preaching you Baptist doctrine. I'm giving you what the Bible said. Now, not only am I forever saved, I am forever changed. The reason that I'm forever saved is because I'm forever changed. I can never be what I was. I can never be what I was because I am forever changed. Huh? I cannot be lost again. You say, well, why? Because I got eternal life. But let's look even further. How about 1 Corinthians chapter 6? 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. How about verse 9? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. I'm forever saved. I'm forever changed. Anybody here ever been changed? Huh? When did your change come? My change come May the 27th, 1973. That's when my change come. Amen. Yeah, I'm a preacher. I know you. Yeah, I know me too. I know me too. I do. But I knew him.
Amen.
Huh? Oh, now listen now. You ought to be happier than that. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, let's see maybe. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be ye not deceived. Well, that's good. Don't be deceived. Make sure you're saved now. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor idolaters, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Well, that's all bad. Y'all agree with me? That's roughnecks right there. That's people in bad shape, ain't it?
Yeah.
But see, that's what we were. Some still are, but that's what I was. That's what you was. Look at verse 11. And such were some of you. But ye are washed. And such were some of you, but ye are washed. See, I'm forever changed. See, but you're sanctified. I am set apart. Now look at the next one now. But ye are justified. I was all that, verse 9 and 10, but now I'm justified. How am I justified? In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Now, the record does not state that's what I was. That's what I was in my memory. That's what I was in other people's memory. But according unto God, It is written down that I am justified as if I had never ever done anything wrong, but also justified as if I had done everything exactly right. I am forever changed because of what Christ has done. And I receive Christ. Forever saved. Forever changed. And it's not on my part. It's on what Christ has done. And can I tell you that I'm forever sealed? I'm not just forever changed. I'm forever sealed. Sealed is a finished transaction. Huh? How about John chapter 6? The Gospel of John chapter 6. Verse 27 says, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father, what did he do? Seal. Huh? The one. Me, I'm one that the Father, I was given, I'm sealed. That's what the Father done. Is everybody okay with that? I understand that. That's what the Bible says, that I'm sealed. Huh? How about Ephesians chapter 4? Are we okay? Ephesians chapter 4. Forever saved. Eternity. See, I need to look at eternity. I need to look. Do I fail? I fail every day. Can I go ahead and encourage you? You do too. You fail every day. You may say, I do everything right. Well, that's wonderful. The Bible says, if a man knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's sin. So if you leave anything out, it ain't just what you do. If you leave anything out that you should have done, then you're just as guilty as everybody done everything. So ain't nobody going to go day by day without it. So you're not going to be sinless today or tomorrow, and you weren't yesterday. It's in the Son. It's who we trust. It's the Son that we got to trust. It's Christ that we got to trust. We're talking about being sealed. It's a finished transaction. Let's look here. In verse 30, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. You say, well, how long is that? When I'm with Him. Huh? I'm with Him. I'm a finished transaction until I get to where He's at. Huh? I'm took care of. Everybody understand that? I'm forever saved. So I don't know. I've done this. Listen, do you know Christ? Let's go back to the scripture we read. First John chapter 5. And this is the record that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Do you got the Son this morning? Tell me, witness for Him this morning. Do you have the Son? Then you have eternal life. Because if we're going to go by our works, ain't nobody going. If you're going with what you do, you can't go. Hear me? If you're going with what you do, you know about the works you do of a day, you'll never go. You can't go. You're not allowed to go. Because your pride won't let you say nothing if you get there. Because you'll want to say, look at what I've done, look at what I've done. No, you'll go and you'll say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. If Christ can't save you forever, there wasn't nothing necessary for Him to die for you. He saved you forever this morning. You're changed. You're sealed. You're just saved forever. Are we okay with that this morning? I mean, that's what the Bible says. I can be here. I can give you for the next couple of hours. We can just read. What the scripture says. What thus saith the Lord. Hebrews chapter 5. Let's look at one more. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9. This is speaking of Christ. Let's go ahead and start at verse 7 so we'll get to where we're at. Talking about Christ here in Hebrews chapter 5. It says, in who in the days of his flesh, speaking about God in the flesh as Christ, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard of that he feared, when Christ went to the Garden of Gethsemane, there he sweat great drops of blood. When the sins was placed upon him, my sin and your sin, he who knew no sin became sin for us so we might be made the righteous of God in him. Are you following me? Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, being made complete in his plan of salvation's plan, complete of why he come, for he come to save sinners of who I am chief. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Became the author of what?
Eternal
salvation unto all them that obey him. Can I tell you, he only gives one kind. He saves forever. Forever saved this morning. Now Daniel said that someone was going to wake to life everlasting. And then some's going to wake to everlasting contempt. See, you're forever saved, but can I tell you that if you die lost, you're equally eternally lost. Do you understand that this morning? See, if you're not saved, then you're lost. If you're lost, then you're not saved. You can't be both. If you're saved, you're saved for time and eternity by faith in Christ, by His grace, and by faith in Him. That's how you're saved. Are you listening to me? I mean, every believer should shout at that. But if you're lost, you're lost because you've never trusted Christ. Now many believe that they're lost and saved and lost and saved because they judge themselves by others. That's the only thing it can be. Because you can do the same things as long as you're in church, you still think you're saved. But when you quit church, then you're lost. You know that really don't make sense. Are you following me? See, you judge yourself by others. And then all the things you do, then you say, well, them people can't be saved because they're over here. Well, but compare yourself to Christ. Compare yourself to Christ when you're doing it all right. And you still are short. Compare all your good works to Christ. And quote the whole Bible and pray for 12 hours a day and never miss church and give all you got away. Compare yourself to Christ. And you still are short. That's why we must have Christ. See, a lot of people don't have no joy because they're trying to get in. And that's why you get discouraged. That's why you quit. I can't do it. Well, you can't do it. You're exactly right. You can't do it. That's why you need Christ. If you're looking for perfection, then you're going to have to do away with your flesh. You got to have Christ. Are you hearing me this morning? But forever saved, let's now look at forever lost. If you would die lost this morning, if you would die, are you saved this morning? Talk to me, are you saved?
Yes.
Talk to me. If you're saved, y'all be able to hold up your hand. Yes, I'm saved. But if you're not saved, then you're lost. And if you're lost, and you die like this today, then you're forever lost. The man that was saved Sunday night, Jonathan Brauer, or how you say, I can't say his last name, B-R-A-U-R-E-R. He stood right there and he introduced himself to me, and I asked him, I said, the sooner he told me who he was, I said, are you a saved man? He said, no. I said, well, what do you think we ought to do about it? I said, well, do you realize that if you die tonight, you're going to go to hell? He said, yes, sir, I do. I said, well, then what do you think we'll do? He said, well, we better change it right now, hadn't we? He was very eager to change that.
Amen.
But he understood that he was lost then. He understood that if he had died Sunday night, he would have went to hell. He understood that. Do you understand that this morning? Do you understand that if you die lost, that you go to hell? Do you understand that you're lost forever? You don't have to be lost forever today. Huh? But if you die in the condition you're in, you're lost forever. And this is what we need to think about when it comes to our children, when it comes to our grandchildren, when it comes to our spouses, when it comes to our aunts and our uncles and our family and our friends and our workmates, that if they die lost, if they die lost, they're lost forever. That they're lost forever. That there's no getting them back. That there's no second chance. That there's no pulling them back out and say, well, let's do it again. No. If they die lost, they're going to be lost forever. Eternity forever. Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16 shows us that there's no way to come back. Luke 16 shows. Now, listen very carefully. If you've ever watched a video or a podcast or a documentary where somebody went to hell and come back, then you believed a lie because that don't happen. All right? They lied to you. All right? They lied to you. And you say, well, I did. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You may have ate a lot of onions and had a dream when you slept, but it never happened. You didn't go to heaven and come back, and you didn't go to hell and come back. Neither did nobody else. Luke chapter 16. Let's look at verse 25. Jesus speaking about the rich man who died, and he'll lift up his eyes. And it says, but Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Once you go, you ain't coming back. Eternity forever. If you go to hell, it'll be forever. If you die lost, it'll be forever. Forever, eternity, forever. You will spend eternity in heaven or hell. You will spend eternity with God or without God. You will spend eternity by trusting Christ, or you'll spend eternity by rejecting Christ and heaven or hell. You can't get out. How about 2 Thessalonians? We can give you many. We're just trying to get you to think a little bit today. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 8. It says, in flaming fire. This is the Lord Jesus here now. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. Shall be punished with what kind of destruction? everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Everlasting destruction. Eternity.
Yes.
Forever.
Yes.
You saved this morning? Are you saved this morning?
Yes.
If you're saved this morning, you have forever been saved.
Amen.
Eternally saved. But if you're lost this morning, if you fail to come to Christ, then you'll die. And in hell you'll lift up your eyes and it'll be for everlasting destruction.
Right.
Huh? That's what it says. How about Revelation 14? Revelation chapter 14. Verses 10 and 11. Revelation chapter 14, verse 10 and 11. It says, "The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of His indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." It says forever and ever. "And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up" for how long? Forever and ever. For how long? Forever and ever. For how long? Forever and ever. Eternity forever. Forever and forever. That's the lost. That's the lost. Think about that. That's people who have rejected Christ as Savior. For you today that reject Christ, for those listening on the YouTube and the live stream, for those who will listen later on the internet just to the audio, for you that reject Christ, it's eternity forever. You say, "I don't deserve that." We all deserve that. We all deserve that. So Christ come to die for anybody and everybody. And everybody has an opportunity. And everybody, He said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men."
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what the Bible promises. Torment forever. How about Matthew chapter 25? Matthew chapter 25. Verse 41, Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 says, "Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting," what kind of fire? Everlasting fire. "Prepared for the devil and his angels. Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire." Everlasting fire. See, it's eternity forever. Everlasting. As sure as I have everlasting life, those who die without Christ have everlasting death. It's not going to be death and quit, but it'll be everlasting, continual death. Continual conscience death. Huh? The rich man died and he'll lift up his eyes and was very conscious. Very conscious. Not only could he see the shape he was in, but he could see the shape of those that was following him and could see the shape of those that was on the other side in glory.
Yes.
He could see. He could feel.
That's right.
He could understand. He could plead. He could want. He could desire. But nothing changed.
Right.
Because he was forever lost.
Right.
Forever lost. Eternity forever. He was concerned about those who was going to follow him. He said, "I got five brethren. Can somebody help them?" And it was told, "They have ample opportunity with what's being preached. They can be saved." But you're not going by. We're not going to send no special messengers from hell. Hear me. There ain't no special messengers on your videos and things from hell. No. Now I'm going to go ahead and tell you, listen, everybody look at me. Listen. Sickness don't save you. Death of loved ones don't bring you to Christ. Terminal illness does not bring you to Christ. Hardships, loss of job, broken homes does not bring you to Christ. If that was the case, that's added to Calvary. The only thing that will bring you to a loving God, a saving God, is the cross of Jesus Christ. For Him and Him alone hung and bled and died for your sins. And you must come to the cross and be saved. Now situations might cause you to see your need. But that's not what brings you to Christ. For no one comes to Him except the Spirit draw him. Are you hearing me? World War III ain't going to bring you to Christ. Somebody else in the White House ain't going to bring you to Christ. Somebody else in a governor's mansion ain't going to bring you to Christ. An atomic bomb in Charleston ain't going to bring you to Christ. Let me tell you what. God's already done everything necessary for you to come to Him. When God, in all of His glory, left heaven and put on a robe of flesh to come down and walk among us and go there to suffer and to bleed and die, there's nothing greater can be done. There's nothing can be added to that, for He done that in front of everybody, hanging between the heavens and the earth, naked and shamed, carrying our sins. He who knew no sin became my sin and your sin this morning, and that is enough, and that's all you need this morning. But you're going to have to bow your heart down and swallow some pride and admit that you're a sinner and come to Christ and say, I receive Christ as my Savior, and nothing else will ever save you this morning. And if you'll let Him save you, you have salvation forever. But if you reject it, you have damnation forever. Forever saved. Forever saved. Here's the sad part. Our young people are the same. If they're saved, they're forever saved. Now we're going to have a baptizing here in a minute. And some of these we're going to baptize, they made professions before. But so what do you do with that? Nothing. Do nothing with it. None of my business. I don't care. I don't care if they profess every day. When they understand what's going on and the Lord settles in their heart, the Lord will save them. Now listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. I was brokenhearted last week. I mean, just tore my heart out. And I won't say where. I was talking to a gentleman, and his little granddaughter, she wasn't but five, and I understand a lot of things, but she was five, and she went forward to the church two Sundays ago. And the preacher said, what do you need? She said, I would like for Jesus to save me this morning. He said, no, you go back to your seat, you're too little. So she went back to see. So she was talking to her papa. And she said, Papa, can I talk to you? This was just last week. He said, well, sure, honey. He said, she said, can I go to church with you Sunday? He said, well, I'll have to talk to you. She said, will y'all let me be saved by Jesus at your church? They won't let me at my church. And he said, what are you talking about? So that little girl told her papa what happened. So then he went, of course, immediately and inquired with the mother, and the mother was brokenhearted. But nevertheless, now you say, well, she probably can't understand. Well, what if she don't? What if she don't? Then if she wants to come the next Sunday, then you deal with her again the next Sunday. If she wants to come the next Sunday, then you deal with them the next Sunday. And if she wants to come the next Sunday, you deal with them the next Sunday. All right? But what you don't do, and say, no, you go away. But don't the Bible say, several little children come to me and forbid them not? For such is the kingdom of heaven. I believe the Bible says that. Now see, listen, I don't know what you've done in the past. I don't know. Maybe you say, well, preacher, I got tickled at Jared Sunday night. You know, he was talking to young people there when he testified. And he said, listen, he said, I've done been baptized 3, 6, 10, 18 times. He said, they professed it. Yeah, how Jared talked. And I don't know. Maybe you made a profession. Maybe at one time you thought you would say, listen, I'm not, that ain't what I'm talking about this morning. I'm asking you this. Do you have the Son?
Yeah.
If you truly have the Son. Levi Nicholas, that we're going to baptize here in a little bit, he said, I knew all the right thing.
Yeah.
Right. He served. He's a big servant downstairs everywhere. Homeschooled. He was a top quoter. He was a top quoter at youth camp of Scripture. He knows the Scripture. He knows all that. But he said, but I didn't know Jesus.
Yeah.
He knew all the right things to say. He knew all the right things to, but he didn't know Jesus. See, there's many today, and I'm persuaded even in this church house this morning, there's many today that know the right things, said the right thing, but you've never known Christ. And you're forever lost if you don't get saved. If you don't get saved today, you say, well, why do I got to get saved today? Because you're not promised tomorrow.
Right.
That's why you need saved today.
Amen.
Huh? I'm not trying to get nobody to doubt. I'm not trying to get nobody to bank on something that is not true. I'm wanting you to be sure. Forever. Eternity forever. Are you saved? Are your children saved? Huh? To think that my children are forever lost. To think that my grandchildren. Still got two grandchildren that's not saved. Wesley is thinking, asking a few questions. Olivia, just 4 years old, she don't know nothing going on yet herself. But Wesley's asking questions. He's watching. He's watching church people. He's asking questions about things that happen in church. It won't be long. But are you saved this morning? You look at me. Are eyeball to eyeball, are you saved this morning? Because eternity is forever. Are you saved? And if you are saved, enjoy it.
Yes.
Ain't nobody going to... He don't put you in a half Nelson and say, go ahead and endure it. So no, he frees you up.
Yes, he does.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Frees you up and lets you enjoy this thing. Amen. Cheryl, go to piano. Let's stand together, can we? Cheryl's going to play Just As I Am. We're going to sing a verse of song, and I'm going to ask you to come to Christ today. Just as I am without one plea, that thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God, I come. Huh? The sooner you get it, sing, Clark. The sooner she gets it, immediately, let's sing it. Huh? Are you saved? Eternity forever. I'm saved for time and eternity.